Hello, my name is Amanda, and welcome to This Organized Home. Hello, it is fantastic to have you here today. In this episode, I interview the beautiful Leanne, who is a mum of two young kids. She is a nurse by day and, as she says herself, Instagrammer by the afternoon. In this episode, we talk about her passion in living a toxic-free lifestyle and ways in which we can incorporate this in our home. We talk about shift work and how to organize your home with that balancing act and so many more things. I am so excited to share this episode with Leanne and I hope you enjoy it as much as I have.
Hello, Leanne. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. So have you had your cup of water?
I certainly have. I've got a whole bottle here. I've got a 1.25 litre.
Oh, good on you. How much do you think you drink a day in terms of water?
Well, I live in sunny Queensland, so it's 36 degrees. So lately I've been drinking hopefully 2 to 3 litres, but I'm a bit naughty sometimes.
Oh, that's okay. All right. So I would love for you to tell everyone just a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you are, what you do, your family.
Okay. So I'm a mum of two. I have a 6-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter. I am married and we just celebrated our 12th year wedding anniversary last week. We've been together 20 years, which is quite ironic because it's half my lifetime. And we lived together for 10, even though our kids are only 10, we lived together for 10 years before we decided to have kids. We were really young. During that time, we bought our first house together. We travelled heaps. We just worked, had fun and a good time. I'm a nurse by day and Instagrammer by afternoon. That's pretty much it, really. I'm a pretty normal person.
How old are your children again?
6 and 10.
6 and 10. And they're boy or girl? What's their...
I've got one of each. So my boy is 6 and my daughter is 10. So I've got a pigeon pair, which is lovely.
I'm a part of a pigeon pair with a 4-year age gap.
That's a bit more challenging, but it does get easier.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so I would love to know, with you being, what do you do with your nurse? What speciality are you in?
So it's kind of changed. I personally, my husband is the career driver in our family. My job is purely to pay our mortgage. I work 2 days a week. So pre-kids, I was very career driven and I was an intensive care nurse. But now I just work in the community because I get my regular 2 shifts and it's no shift work. So, yeah. So
have you ever had to do the shift work with young kids?
No, because both my husband and I need a lot of sleep and I always said I was never going to do night duty with children. So no, I never have. I made the decision when I had my children. Initially, actually, I wasn't even going to go back to work. But I've got a lovely family support. I started going a bit crazy being at home with my daughter even after 3 months. So I decided to go back to work. So I got a job in the community. And yeah, so I've always worked during the day, so it makes a massive difference. So yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. So being a working mum, can you describe to us like the beginning of your day? How does your house wake up? What do you have a routine in place with getting yourself ready, the house ready, the kids ready, the husband ready? How do you guys do it?
Well, I never get my husband ready. He's a big boy. He can do it himself. when I was really lucky when my kids were really small because when I worked my 2 days, my mum would come in and my mother-in-law also looked after my kids. So I was very lucky to not have to use childcare. But now that my kid's at school, I go to before and after school care. So our days are pretty hectic on the days I work. We're out of the house by 6:30. So I pack everything the night before. So the car is ready to go. My kids' clothes are on hooks in their bedroom so they know what to put on. So they know what to do. But yeah, our days when I work look very different to the days when I don't work. So
you guys have breakfast together if you're leaving at 6:30? Like, what time do you guys
wake up? So my kids have breakfast at before school care. So I'm a huge advocate of outsourcing where you can. I am one person. I can't do everything. So we are fortunate enough that my before school care provides breakfast. So my kids have breakfast there. It's not their ideal choice, but you know what? I can't do everything. And I usually have breakfast at work. So, because as a nurse, we always start a little bit earlier. We start at 7. But yeah, so I always have breakfast at work.
Wow. And so on the days that you don't work, what kind of routine is that?
So you would think the type of page I would have, I would be very into routine. I'm actually not. I don't thrive on routine. I wish I did. But again, being naturally, I was a shift worker for more than I haven't been a shift worker. And my husband's a shift worker. So no day in our house looks exactly the same. I couldn't tell you what my husband is working, say Monday. It just is different. But on a non-work day, we're out of the house in the morning. So my kids, I don't really care too much about screen time and how much screen time my kids watch, because they do a lot of stuff outside the house. So for them, it's downtime. So on a non-school, on a non-work day, my kids have a list of chores, which I've got off in each of their rooms. You've probably seen on my page, for them to check off before they watch screen time. And it's a massive motivator. It's amazing how quickly they can get all their jobs done before they turn on the screens. Yeah. I wouldn't say we always have breakfast together. Actually, I'd say we never have breakfast together. Usually I'm pottering around the house while they're having breakfast. But yeah. But yeah.
Can you give like two or three examples of the chores that you give your kids?
Okay. So I grew up in my family, my mum was always home. So when I moved out of home, my extensive house skills was burnt chips, burnt schnitzel and potato gems. I had no idea how to use a washing machine. So growing up, I had no chores. So I'm a little bit leaning it on my children, but I do expect them to be able to get dressed, make their bed. If I ask them to unpack the dishwasher, they quite often do. Well, they don't. If I ask them, they do it. Brush their teeth, pack their bags and things like that. So it's nothing too challenging. But yeah, they know if I ask them to do a chore, they need to do it. It's not a negotiable thing.
That's beautiful. So when it comes to all of those, this is upon reflection too, when they were younger, are you the designated person who does all the pickups, the drop-offs, the collecting if they're sick days?
Again, that varies. But again, being my husband, being a shift worker, he's often home during the day, but I am, like you said, the principal person. We made that decision as a family that our family runs better if we don't both work full time. My husband is a very engaged father. He's very hands-on. He's very capable. I just find for both our sanity, our relationship and our family, if I do the majority of the tasks and if need be, I give him lists. So, yeah, that's how we manage our family.
Yeah, I'm the same. There's been a few things that within our house, one of our hooks came off. And
yes.
I knew that it was a drill bit and I didn't really have that bit. And so I wrote it down on all my lists. And I would find sometimes throughout that day, that list will grow. And he comes home from work and it's, but you know what, he doesn't complain because he sees it and he knows, yep, yeah, these are it. And it only takes him not even a minute to do.
Yeah.
Things on my
own. I know you're so lucky your husband's a builder.
Oh, yes and no. I live in an 85% complete home. But it's nice to be living in here as we are building it. So it's been really, I'm really appreciative and thankful. Do you see yourself going back to work full time ever? Like maybe when they're in high school, your kids?
No, this is my time to shine. I feel like, I genuinely believe, but, and I'm talking about our family, not everyone has this luxury, but I feel even when my kids are in high school, I feel like someone needs to be at home. We also live a fair distance from our kids' school, so someone needs to drive them. But yeah, no, I have no intentions of going back to work.
That's just how you're just so comfortable, and it just, I think a lot of us need to be really just comfortable these days with our thoughts and ideas and realizations with how to manage and how to live.
Yeah, definitely. And I think having expectations on yourself as well, like one person can't do everything, and you can't be everything to everyone.
So with that thought though, how has parenting changed your life? So you've been a parent now for just over 10 years. Do you have, how has it changed your life? Can you remember before being a parent?
I don't remember myself before having kids. I think parenting's not what I thought it would be. I'm a type A personality and I like to get things done. And with children, that's often very difficult. I think as a parent, I've learnt to let go of a lot of things. So things don't have to be perfect. Although I like them to be perfect, they don't have to be. And I think I've learnt to be more patient, if anything. But my life looks nothing like my previous life. But that's not always going to be the case. My kids, my daughter turned 10 last week, and I look back and I think, where did that decade go? So I'm trying to enjoy my children now and not stress on the little things, because there's going to be a point in their lives where they're not going to come and give mum a cuddle or a kiss or need me like they do now. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, with that thought too, so what essentially concerns or is a concern or a worry as your children are getting older? I know obviously we're all worried about social media, we're all worried about just strangers and friends. I love that your kids are a little bit older, especially from mine, and I just I love hearing what other people are going or preempting, I guess.
I don't know. I worry about everything. I think, I don't know. Again, I've learnt to get let go of my concerns as they've got older. Like when they were little, I'd worry about them meeting their milestones. And even now I think, are they doing okay at school? Are they doing okay in their friend circle? But you know what? I've learnt to trust my instincts, trust my children, and trust that I am raising them as independent individuals for them to make their own decisions and hopefully learn from their mistakes. Again, I'm very close to my mum, and I'm close to my dad, but I grew up with my mum. My mum was a very easygoing parent. We had structure and there were definite boundaries, but she was never overly opinionated in what she expected. And I feel like we were able to make our own way in the world. I just felt she allowed us to make our own decisions and learn from our mistakes. So, and obviously guided us, but yeah, I worry about everything, but I try not to worry about everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it's just, and I guess it's also in a way, it's not a facade, but you just want to have that confident face on and you know that they've got it, but you're internally, you're just like, okay, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
It is. And I think when they go to school, like my daughter's now in year five, you have to let go so much more. So they're so much more independent. She's got her own diary for school and things like that. But I think if you provide a safe environment for them to grow within reason, I think they can make their own decisions, which ultimately makes me less worried, I think.
Absolutely. So when it comes to, I guess, her diary, that's pretty cool. She's got her diary and she's working in and she's filling it in. Do your kids do extracurricular activities?
They do. And that's always a complicated thing, I think. Yeah. I want my kids to do extra stuff, but then I don't want them to do extra stuff. I find it's just another thing that we have to do in our family, driving to and from activities. So I like to limit the amount of activities my kids do. So we both do swimming. It's a non-negotiable because we live in Queensland. Water is everywhere. And then they do one other activity. So, and we don't do team sports. I know that sounds terrible, but I find we did football last year and it's just requires too much commitment from the family. Like, you're at a football field at 6:30 at night when the kids should be in dinner, eating dinner and going to bed. And then the weekends are taken up by it. So I try to limit it, to be honest.
Have you had your kids change their mind? So, like, they'll be doing, like, one thing one term, but then they want to jump and do something else, something different?
My daughter, the only thing she's done different, when she was younger, she did ballet, and then she had to take her earrings out for a ballet concert, and she didn't want to do that and has never wanted to do dancing again. But she's consistently done gymnastics. And again, we don't do the competitive side of gymnastics. It's purely for enjoyment, and she loves it. So I think creating the sense of enjoyment, like not the competitive nature. And my son, well, no. But I think if they did choose to change, they'd have to finish the year out. Yep. I don't think they can't quit mid-year. Like, if they make that decision, they need to play the year out or the term out, I think, if that was the case.
Beautiful. So on a really good weekend, like if your husband isn't working as well, what do you guys do as a family? Do you guys, obviously you got the team sports was last year. Yeah. Do you do something really special?
I was thinking about this question, and we do go away a lot, but I find going away and doing things like that really stressful. Like, you've got to pack the car in the morning, and then the aftermath at the end, there's a lot of cleaning. So for me, and I can't let go of that. But I think the biggest thing, we live in a really lovely street. I feel like we're in the 1960s street, which is lovely. We just stumbled upon this place and we're really happy. So my kids actually, there's probably four or five families in our street, and the kids just wander in each other's houses. We swim in the pool and have, so my best weekends, I know I'm rambling, the best weekends we have are actually at home, having a barbecue in the backyard and spending time with family and friends. That's my ideal weekend.
Yeah.
Just not not going on this big adventure. Yeah, I like being at home and enjoying where we live. So
the kids have like bikes and scooters, and you kind of just, or they just kind of have the neighborhood friends and they all talk to each other.
Pretty much, like on a Saturday morning, I'll have random kids in my house in and out. And the general rule is they come home for lunch. But yeah, it's not uncommon for me to have five or six kids in my house, and then I don't know where my kids are for the next few hours. So it's really, it's.
I remember when we were growing up, we had a really nice cul-de-sac, and we would have street parties. And the rule of thumb was when the street lights came on, we had to go home.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, we had so many, all of us were similar ages, different schools, which is great, but similar ages.
Yep.
Yeah, they're still a significant part of my childhood memories.
Yeah, I was actually just saying that to my neighbour the other day, that they were, in the morning, the kids came and swam in our pool, and then the afternoon they were in the other neighbour's on the slip and slide. And I was just saying, and like she'd gone out in the morning doing something without her kids, and then in the afternoon I went out. So it is, we were saying that it's lovely to create these memories for our kids, and they don't cost anything. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing. So yeah, it's lovely. But not everyone is that lucky to have that kind of environment. But yeah, we are. So I'm really happy, fortunate for that.
Well, it just goes to show that every family is different in the way that they do things, which leads on to this next question, because every family is significantly different. Do you guys eat your dinner together?
I would cook 6 nights of the week. On the seventh night, we'll either get takeaway or easy tea. But again, because my husband's a shift worker, it just depends. Like, no night is the same again for us. Usually when my husband is working, I'll cook lighter meals, and we sometimes will eat together, sometimes we don't. But always when my husband is home, we always eat together. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we're all sitting at the table. We might all be in the lounge room with our stable tables watching a movie, or we might be sitting at the kitchen bench, or we might be having a barbecue. It's just every night is different for us. We don't have a general rule. So
how do you factor that? Do you do any meal planning?
Do you know what? Well, this year, 2020, was my year to meal plan, and I I think I'm doing quite well at it. It's been, I know how awesome you are at meal planning, and I'd love to be able to do the whole month, but I think it would implode in my house. I've started loosely meal planning. So I'll plan 7 meals, and so I've got the ingredients for 7 or 6 meals in the fridge. But yeah, I am working on meal planning. It is a work in progress though.
With your husband being a shift worker, and if he's working that night, do you then leave his meal aside to reheat?
No, I'm not that good. I'm not that good a housewife. I always have extra meals and freeze them. So there's certain meals that I will cook extra to freeze for him. So he will usually take a frozen meal. But again, he's actually the cook in our family. He's the one that loves to cook. So he might often cook himself a meal at lunchtime or whatever and eat a big meal at lunch opposed to the evening and just have something light in the afternoon.
Fantastic. Do you do a weekly, fortnightly grocery shop? Do you have a certain or a day that you like to do your shop?
Again, I wish I did. I am trying very hard. I love online shopping, and I do the click and collect. I find that is easy. I feel like I'm outsourcing that task that frees up probably an hour and a half of my time to meal plan. But yeah, I do shop. I try to shop weekly. My kids eat so much fruit, so I am always buying fruit, but I am getting better at that. So
I love it. And that's the whole thing with this podcast, is that every family is unique and beautiful and different in the ways they do things. And we just need to stop comparing and just hearing them.
I love Instagram, but I hate it at the same time. And the fact that everything looks so perfect, and I can guarantee you no one is perfect. I think people need to look at things and pick out things that suit them and what inspires them, and not try to clone yourself into somebody else or something that you're not. Yeah. And ultimately get overwhelmed.
Well, that's it. So, well, this last question that I have for this kind of segment is that, what would you say, if you think there is, what is the key to a healthy, happy home? Is there a balance?
Balance, definitely. Key to
a healthy, happy home.
Yeah. I don't know. I think for me that changes. Mm-hmm.
Like a healthy, happy mum follow through to the rest of even father, parent, just parents in general. If you're healthy, if you're happy.
Yeah, definitely. So I wouldn't say my home has always been happy. Again, something that I'm probably not that vocal on Instagram about, and it's not that I'm embarrassed by it or anything like that, is I actually suffer from a quite significant mental health condition, which can affect the way I feel and how I interact with my family. So I think you're right what you say. You need to look after yourself, because if you don't look after yourself, you can't look after everyone else. I think about having respect for your family and your friends, and treat people how you want to be treated, I think. And the same goes with your family. Like, I think we are often the cruelest to the people closest to us because we can be our true self. So sometimes when I get really angry with my husband, I have to stand back and just think about what I'm saying, because sometimes you can't take back those words.
And then you feel you're most comfortable though to them to say those words, because you know that they'll still love you.
I know, but and I think also the key is I'm very conscious of the fact that my children are children, and I think you need to expose your children to age-appropriate things. I try very hard to speak on one tone to my kids and not raise my voice to my children and things like that, because I would hate having someone constantly yelling at them and things like that. So I think sometimes stepping away from the situation, and it, like if your kids are being very challenging for that day, sometimes just maybe go sit in another room, put on a podcast or something like that, and move yourself away from the situation and calm down. I think that ultimately can create a happier home. So
Absolutely. Yeah, taking those deep breaths and just to acknowledge that situation, what is happening right now is relative. It will not be like this, it literally in the same way tomorrow. It might be a little
100%
context, and it's just, it's all relative. And especially when kids are young, you just need to really acknowledge that this is only in this moment and it will pass. It will go.
Oh, 100%. And I think you can ultimately create a lot of damage in your family if you're constantly yelling and things like that, and saying, even to your children, saying things that are not appropriate in the heat of the moment stepping back. That is my biggest parenting tip. Sorry, that wasn't the question, but that is my biggest.
You know, that's a healthy, happy home balance is stepping back and just being, just having that breath, having that moment away from it all.
Yeah.
You have taught us so many hacks on Instagram that you use yourself in your life and that you have seen others use in their lives. Can you elaborate on what you think hack means? And I'm doing inverted commas here because I don't even know if it actually is a legitimate dictionary word. And do you have three hacks that you just think were the most epic ideas that come across the world?
Oh, I love hacks. I just love things that make life so much easier. The first one, I was thinking about this for a while. The first one isn't really a hack, but it's more, I'm very conscious that there is only so many hours of the day. And the biggest question I get asked is, how do you do it all? Well, I don't do it all. I just do little bits all day. So for me, my 5 daily tasks is one of my favorite. It's not really a hack, but it's my favorite sort of system per se. So doing my 5 daily tasks helps me to keep on top of my home. So like they're on my highlights. You can see what my 5 daily tasks are, but I do them every day religiously. The second one is to get things out of your head. So I have a running list. I love lists, and it's just on my phone, and I might be driving down the road and I think, oh, I've got to make a doctor's appointment. So when I pull up, I get out my phone and write, I've got to make a doctor's appointment for the kids. So then when I've got a spare 5 or 10 minutes, I can go back to my phone and think, oh, there's what on my list can I check off? Because I find that often I think of things and they just evaporate, and then before you know it, it's too late. The last one is actually a hack, and I love this, is having the tag on the right-hand side of your sheets. Like, how many times have you put a fitted sheet on and it's the wrong way around? And when you've got kids, you've got more beds, you've got less time, but I love that hack. So, yeah, that's it.
That saves you time because you, instead of having to put the damn sheet on the right way, you know exactly where it goes.
Yeah, I love it. It's simple, but I love it.
So, that's like, I guess, making beds is a chore. Chores are inevitable in home life. Do you and your husband have a set division of chores or labor that you guys do, or you communicate about? Like, how does your house kind of operate when it comes to doing those chores, like washing, those things that have to get done?
Yeah. Again, that is it. Like I said, we've been together 20 years and a lot's happened in 20 years. So as our relationships changed and things in our life changed, so is the division of chores. So when we were first together, we were both working full time and it was 100% down the line. He had to clean the toilet. He's not getting out of that. But yeah, as we had children, when the kids were really young, I expected him, even though I was at home, I expected him, and he did, help with the chores like the washing and things like that. But now that our children are older, I work the 2 days, but my kids are at school. So I've got 3 days a week where I don't have my children, which is lovely. But I am predominantly the person that does all the household chores, but he does mow the lawn and things like that. But I feel that's a gift to him. And that sounds so bad, but I feel like it's a gift to him to help with things or do things like that, so it ultimately decreases the stress in his life so he can focus on his career and things like that. So yeah, and that, I don't know, I have issues with the whole feminism thing and things like that, but I'm quite happy for him to thrive in his career and me being the housewife, I suppose. But yeah, I'm happy with that and I can sleep well at night with that.
Absolutely. So do either of you have a green thumb? Like, do you go out into the yard and or plotter around as a 90s?
No, I don't like gardening. It's too hot here. My husband loves gardening. Again, that's changed different houses we've lived in. But, yeah, he does like gardening, I suppose, but it's not really my thing. I do love plants and I have a lot of plants in my house. But
your plants are amazing.
Well, actually, they're a bit dead at the moment. I put them outside with all the rain we had and they didn't like it. So, but yeah, but anyway, we'll work on that. That's a whole different story.
Well, you're really passionate about using eco-friendly and just like
100%
products in your home. And I have a few questions in regards to this because I know that a lot of people are interested and they just don't really know where to start. It's overwhelming, the choices, the decisions, the financial motivation behind it. So I was wondering if you could tell everyone your kind of story as to why you decided to implement this in your home and then how you kind of went about implementing it in your home.
Okay, so probably where it all started was me being a nurse. So I grew an allergy to latex. So latex was in all our gloves. So that was my first realization that our body is affected by external factors per se. And I did start to use more natural products, but I think it was when my kids were born and started to crawl around. Like, I genuinely love bleach. I think it's easy, quick, whatever, but it also is a carcinogenic. And when we started kid proofing our house, I was wondering, well, I'm locking up all these things in the house and why am I then getting them out of my cupboard and spraying them around the house and my daughter's touching the floor, licking her hands and things like that. So that's when I started to look into the effects of those cleaning products they have on your home and environmental toxins. So for me, it was a gradual process. I just started using vinegar, soap or water, and then realised that they are actually just as good at cleaning as what my spray and wipe and things were. And also, I didn't have to worry about my daughter swallowing them and things like that. So, yeah, I don't know. It's been a gradual process and it's taken years. Like, this was 10 years ago I started. But, yeah, you learn that you don't need a different spray for different surfaces. So, yeah.
Throwing everything out straight away, or did you use it and then slowly just transition?
Yeah, no, I didn't throw everything away. No, I would use it up and then I would think, okay, I research what can I use instead of, and often it was quite simple things like soap and water, a scrubbing brush. So for example, your shower, yes, bleach cleans it, but like I said, it's a carcinogenic and it's not great for your lungs, but simple things like making sure you do clean your shower once a week, turning your exhaust fans on when you have a shower, and leaving the door open. So those two things allow the shower to dry and as a result, less mold grows. So it's just about making simple changes and learning ways to clean better and safer.
Absolutely. Have you learnt the financial benefits from choosing and implementing this lifestyle choice?
So some things are more expensive, some things are cheaper. To be honest, I've never really thought about the financial thing because it's been over 10 years. And a lot of it's trial and error. So there's a lot of natural brands out there that don't work so well. But for me, I don't see it as a financial burden per se. I see it as an investment in our health. So, yeah. So, like, we use Kin washing powder, or washing liquid, sorry. And it's, I think it costs about $10 a bottle, which is a bit more expensive than the supermarket brands. But for me, over 50 loads, an extra $2 or $3 isn't going to make a lot of difference.
Absolutely. All the time that it takes to put together content for Instagram and videos, uploads, do you allocate a certain few hours on the day to manage all of this work to contribute to our social lives?
Yeah, I don't actually set times. I do it on I probably should be more structured, but I do it on instinct. So if I feel motivated, I post. If I don't feel motivated, I don't post. Obviously, when I'm working with brands, they've got deadlines and things like that. So some weeks are busier than others. But, yeah, I think it's about doing what feels right for you. And it's benefit, worth, reward. Like, my priority is my family, not my Instagram account.
Absolutely. Doing your content, are you conscious of your kids around seeing you on your phone or working that way?
Yes, sometimes my son goes, "You video everything, Mum." So when he started to say that, I did think, "Oh, maybe I am spending too much time." You'll see on my Instagram feed, I don't share a lot of my private life. I'm not sure if people are interested or not. So, yeah, when we're out, I'm very present. I'm not on my phone and things like that. So, yeah, I do. And I'm lucky that I have got 3 days a week that I don't have my children. So, yeah.
You can get much of those things done. Do you have any programs that you've used to support just planning your information, or is everything just spontaneous?
Is everything spontaneous? Well, I have I pre-record a lot of things. I do use organizing hacks. What was I gonna say? I've lost my train of thought.
Organizing just in ways in which you're going to present your content. So there is there's a few programs out there that I know lots of people like to use to just to kind of keep that motivation of the page going, especially if they personally don't feel like they want to be sharing.
Yeah, no, I do. I do use an app. It's lost my train of thought what the app's called, but I do use an app to schedule my posts, particularly for brands and things like that. They will want a set time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but I do use, but I have a lot of pre-recorded stuff too. Sometimes it's just quicker to pre-record stuff and then go onto your phone and post it.
People need to realise as well, whether or not you are being on social media to give content or to look at content, that everything, even though it looks like in the moment, is it essentially really in that moment?
Yeah, no, there's stuff that is during the day that's actually in the dark.
That's just the life of social media. So when it comes to self-care, it's so important that we take care of ourselves and look after us. What is it that you do in your morning when you wake up that gets you motivated?
Coffee. I'm not always motivated. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, my kids have to go to school, so it's forcing me to be out at a certain time. But yeah, I always have coffee in the morning. But
anything that you do throughout your day to keep that motivation going, or do you need to have that movement or like a 20-minute nap, just kind of consolidate everything?
I do love a nap. And now that my kids are older, I'm fortunate that I can have a nap. Oh, that's bad.
Utilize and they recharge with that as well.
Yeah, so for me it's about doing small tasks, so, and being realistic about the time that you have. Sometimes I kind of think I'm a bit of I write a list and then I think, can that really be done in 4 hours? And no, but what keeps me motivated is setting a timer for 10 minutes. If I don't know, I have to hang out the washing, set the timer for 10 minutes because I know it's going to take me 10 minutes, and then maybe I might go watch Netflix or go for a swim or whatever. So, yeah, it's about achieving small tasks, a lot of small tasks, opposed to thinking, oh, I've got to clean the house, and then spending 3 hours cleaning the house. That does not float my boat.
Do you ever, if you don't complete everything from that list,
yep,
do you let it follow on to the next day, or do you like go to bed worrying about it? What's your like process with that?
No, that's why I have a running list. So when I say it's a running list, it's a people, some people call it a ta-da list, or it's just, I don't know, nothing is worth worrying about. Like, is the world going to implode if you didn't mop the floor that day or things like that? But my kids will be hungry if they don't eat. So, yeah, it's about being, setting your priorities and what is a priority in your life. And again, it comes down to tackling small things every day. So if you're, if you don't do any washing for 10 days or a week, it's going to take you a whole day to do it. Whereas if you do a little bit each day, it's not really a big deal. So, but yeah.
You said before we started this interview that outsourcing is like one of the best tasks you can do for yourself. Do you have like a top two or maybe even three ways in which you outsource, or what you're trying to outsource to make your life easier?
Yeah. Like, I would love to have a cleaner and things like that, but I'm a bit tight in that respect. I think, like, if I was working, I think things like maybe it is worth getting a cleaner to help with those sorts of things. But if you don't have a lot of money and things like that, things like using the Woolworths app or the Coles app for click and collect, if you look at how long it takes you to do your grocery shopping, is that time that can be spent doing other things? And despite what people say, I definitely think you save money using an app, because you can look in your cupboard and go, oh, yeah, I need tomato sauce or whatever. And it really doesn't take you that long when you've got your app set up. Other things like outsourcing. I outsource to my mum. No, that's terrible. No, getting your family involved. So my kids live here. My husband lives here. I'm not the only person that lives in this house. Having expectations for your children, and they don't have to do massive tasks, but clean up their toys. Like, obviously your one-year-old's not going to clean up his toys, or probably any of your kids, but as they get older, like my kids are 6 and 10, they can clean their room and things like that. So, and also I include them in the conversation about, like, they live in this house that I expect them to clean. Like, why should mum have to clean everything? And then they ask me, can you read me a story or things like that? Maybe give them the motivation. If we do this, mum's got time to help read that story to you. So, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. And third, before I get to my fast five questions.
Yeah.
You have a, I'm interested, I love listening and hearing when people wake up in the morning, and I know that you have those work days to your normal days. Is that consistently the same time that you wake up though?
Yes. I like to start my work day. I'm my job, you don't necessarily have to be on time, but I like to start at the same time so I can get home earlier. Because I find if I'm home earlier, the evening flows a lot better.
Absolutely. So, what time do you wake up in the morning?
Every day? Mm. Well, this is the problem. I didn't marry the right man because we both – so here's a tip for the young people looking for a husband. If you are not a morning person, you need to find someone that is a morning person. So both my husband and I are not morning people. So we really struggle in the morning. So I'm probably not the best person to ask for that. I wake up to an alarm every day.
Yeah.
Even and when I have to.
Would you go to bed the same time?
No. And this is the problem. I thought when I became a mother, I would become a morning person, but I don't know. I've read studies to say that it's genetics, whether you're a morning person or an afternoon person. And I really struggle going to bed earlier, but I do always try to be in bed by 10:30.
Yeah.
But I would like to be up a lot later.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to my fast five, it is what it is. It's fast five. They're the same questions that I'm asking every person who is on this podcast channel. So the very first question that I have is, what is the easiest midweek meal that either you or your partner cook? Just the easiest, the fastest, the quickest.
Hands down, a barbecue. We live in sunny Queensland. It's so easy to get the barbecue going and have a salad. That's the easiest.
Beautiful. That sounds, there is nothing better than an Australian barbecue in summer.
Oh, it's great.
What is the number one money saving tip that you've ever experienced?
Sleeping on it. So if you see something that you really think you need, sleep on it and think in the morning, do I really need that? Because you probably don't.
Has this happened to you?
Yep, daily.
Yeah, I love that. What is the easiest activity that you do with the kids, or especially when they were younger, but that you needed to do with the kids to get out of the house? What did you do? What do you do?
Well, it's probably the same as when they were younger. We go to the library. Like, number one, it's air conditioned. And libraries today have really cool kids activities. My kids love to read and things like that. So the library sounds boring, but that's it.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's perfect. And a lot of libraries offer beautiful information, like sessions and activities on like
yes.
a monthly roster too.
And our local library has a toy library. So it's awesome. And I love that.
Ours doesn't have that one. I would love, I'll write a letter now.
No, it's great. They've got really lovely wooden puzzles and my kids still love doing them now. So
beautiful. Next question is an either or. So I think I already know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Good mornings or late nights?
Late nights.
Do you wake, just out of curiosity, do you wake up tired?
Yes. I am, my kids know not to speak to mum before she's had coffee. I don't know. I need to work into the day. And I don't know. I think it generates from being a shift worker. You just don't get your circadian. And my husband, even when he comes home at 11 o'clock, I wake up. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't know.
The last question I have for you, beautiful Leanne, is how do you fill your cup up? What is that one thing that you do that is for you?
Ooh. I think going for coffee with friends. So I have I'm full of top tips today. If you have young children, try to go to your local, in Australia, go to your local child health centre, because when I had my daughter, I met the most beautiful group of people who I thought I would have nothing in common with, but 10 years later, we are the best of friends, and I know I can always, we go for coffee regularly and things like that, and yeah, just going out and having a good chat with my friends, so.
Absolutely. That's such a good tip, and so many people they take that on board, because there is nothing better than getting with your friends and just talking.
I don't know, but we are actually it's so great we grew up together, basically our kids grew up together, and we're actually going away. We go away every year, but we're actually celebrating our 10 years in 2 weeks' time. We go all going on holidays together. We're taking our husbands this time, so that'll be nice.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like an incredibly well-deserved holiday.
Yes, definitely. I can't wait.
Leanne, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being a part of this podcast and just giving everyone some ideas and tips and on how to have their home and how you live life in your home.
Oh, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Wasn't Leanne just so inspiring? Now, if you liked this episode, I would really appreciate it if you gave it a 5-star review. It makes all of the difference. And when you share it between your family and your friends on social media, please make sure you use the hashtag ThisOrganizedHome so I can then share that with everyone else. Thank you again for listening, and thank you to Leanne, and I hope you all have a wonderful day as well. And I'll talk to you later. Bye for now.